How long was it?
Really, around like June 2nd, 2014, regular board meeting.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor.
Well, thank you, Porter. That was very nice, Trustee.
The mayor has always wanted to attend.
Yeah. After all these years, the most senior one, too. Isn't that interesting? I'd like to call the order to the regular village of Round Lake regular board meeting for June 2nd, 2014 at 7 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Clemens. Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Present.
Trustee Trippin.
Present.
Trustee Rosinski.
Present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Trustee Newby, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Tom. Can I get a motion for item 3.1 to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of May 19, 2014?
Second.
Motion made by, didn't hear that down there. Trustee Rosinski, seconded by Trustee Trippin. Any discussion? Yes.
On item 10.2, just for the record, could we also have that include the amount that we did spend on that purchase?
Sure.
Thank you. And the amount we did spend on that, by the way, was $73,280.
Are there any other? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any public comments this evening? Thank you for showing up. May I get a motion for the consent agenda, items 5.1 through 5.4. 5.1, approve accounts payable in the amount of $160,078.60. Item 5.2, approve the payroll for the period ending May 18, 2014 in the amount of $121,422.65. Item 5.3, adopt a resolution approving the hiring of Testa and Associates as the village planner. And item 5.4, adopt a resolution approving the final equipment purchase for F-550 truck number 59. At a cost not to exceed $31,852 from Monroe Trucking Company.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Fry, seconded by Trustee Trippin. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Aye.
Trustee Trippin.
Aye.
Trustee Wisinski.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 6.1 from the Clerk's Office.
May I ask a favor before you go? On 5.3, could that also include in the description the amount of money that it is not exceeding?
There is an itemized sheet attached to the AIS.
I'm just doing it for the record only, so that it's easy for anyone who's looking at what we're doing to try to share.
Okay.
Because I'm going to imagine we can move it fast.
Pardon?
Move it fast.
I can't change it.
Thank you, Trustee Fry. Clerk's Office, item 6.1.
Kim Duncan will be on the corner to route 134 in Cedar Lake and 134 in Fairfield again this week from 9 a.m. to dusk. And they will be accepting donations to help send children to camp. So be on the lookout and dig deep in your pockets.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Item 9.1, to adopt an ordinance approving the disposal of surplus property, the vehicles.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Sinzella. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Because, well, it's just disposable. Do we need roll call on that?
No.
No? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And may I get a motion for item 9.2 to adopt an ordinance approving the disposal of surplus property bicycles.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Trifon. Any discussion?
Yes, may I ask a question on this one?
Yes.
Is there a particular rule that says we must take it to auction, and couldn't we do something with these children's bikes?
That was on the AIS also, yes. Chief, if you would like to comment on that.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to ask you to consider amending the motion to changing unclaimed property to carry the surplus property. So, to answer the question about the auction, what our plan is to use them and match them laid out to do some sort of violent auction to try and draw people and sell what we can there to the silent auction, and then whatever's left will either donate it to a local charity or salvage it as a salvage or the back to the general.
I'm under the impression that a lot of these bikes, even if we were to send them to the salvage, we're not going to be all that much, but to a child who's under privilege and doesn't have anything, it's
a good thing to have a
bike. I was approached by a local police
And Mike, you want to amend the item number?
Just add into the motion that right now they're unclaimed property. I don't, Mr. Yell might be able to discuss this better, but I think they need to be declared surplus, owned by the builder as a surplus.
Yeah, I believe we could just have one of the trustees make a motion to amend the motion on the floor so that it is an ordinance approving the classification of the property as surplus property to be disposed of in the manner that the police chief finds most favorable to the village property.
Motion made to amend the motion by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Fry. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Good boy. Next item is item 14.1, purchase of tablets for our village officials and trustees. I had put this on our regular agenda as opposed to the committee as a whole because we have spoken of this topic so many times on the dais in the past with the major upgrade that we've made to our IT projects. We've come a long way. Things are starting to run smoothly, and this is one of the last ones that we wanted to do. We spoke about it several times. We set a budget for it, and I put it on the regular meeting to get approved this evening. You'll see an AIS in your package, and along with that, we have our new Verizon Wireless representative, Raquel Ferentes, here. She actually, I hope she did, she brought the tablet with. This is going to allow Round Lake to be greener. It's going to eliminate the stack of papers that we have in front of us right now. The board packages will be a thing of the past. We can email them directly to each one of you. You can also get them off the internet. You can go to our webpage, get them. It allows for a variety of means for you to get these packages. They will be yours to love, honor, and cherish for your term. And Raquel, if you would show us the tablet.
This is the LG G2 tablet. And that's kind of downloaded, that's swap around so everyone can see. I've downloaded so you guys can see what it looks like on there, but this is the particular tablet that we're talking about. in the case that would come with it, but you can see that you can easily go through the board meeting.
Different tablets?
He wanted to see an option of two, but I think this is the one where, but just so you can see how it looks on a tablet.
Is that going to be the one size of the beginning?
This one here.
This one is.
And you can, you know, zoom it in, zoom it out.
Show that on the zoom when you get down there.
All I did was go to the village website, go to your webpage, and for that one, you can download it very easily.
Do you have a question? It's just a technical question. Is this through the tablet on iPad?
It's just the operating system, Android versus iOS. They both do the same thing.
Well, one works with the Android system than
the other? Definitely the Android system. Also, I just want the board to know that I contacted Current Technologies, talked to George Booth, their senior technician. He said that this is compatible with our servers, will serve us well, and that I also talked to Rupinder, who is our project consultant. The last thing that he checked was the durability of the unit to make sure that if we drop it, it wouldn't break immediately. Both of them concurred. It's a good unit. The price is incredible and will serve us well.
So it's that.
Correct. Yes, I ordered cases for 9 of them. There will be 4 with keypads for the chief, myself, Steve, and the administrator. But those are all cases. It will have a wall charging mount. If we want a car charger, we can order them. It will be 30. Raquel, the car charger, 25, 35. What was it?
22.49.
22.49 for the car chargers. If you want, we can order those.
Yeah.
Minimal amount. I'll make that. Comes with a wall charger, yes. The battery life normally will be approximately
8 to 10 hours. This would be my other suggestion. Instead of a car charger, this is a portable battery pack that you can use anywhere. So if you're at the board meeting, your battery's dying, you plug it into this and you have a charge. So you don't have to worry about a thing.
How much
these are $59.99. So a little bit more, but they're portable. You can use it in the car or wherever you are.
Raquel, one other thing that Trustee Fry asked me, and I gave him the wrong information on it. He asked if there was a port on the side for a thumb drive or something. Could you elaborate on that for him?
There is no port on the side for a thumb drive, but there is a memory card slot. So you can put a memory card in there and then take the memory card out, put in a adapter, and plug it right into a computer. Save whatever you need, download whatever you need. Yeah.
Can you also do, even instead of putting the pulling the memory card out, can you use the micro USB charge thing type cable? So like
put that with your computer? Yeah.
Yes, there's a direct USB spot,
yeah.
So you won't even have to take out your memory card with just a micro USB data cable. But then again, I can't really take those, you just a charge cable. I learned that from my last employment.
The only thing that is different that I spoke of, when Raquel and I first spoke, we talked about getting a 10 gig shared data package. That data package only is available for 10 machines, which means that we'd have to go above and beyond outside of that package to supply it for the other 3, which is not going to cost a little bit more money. Raquel recommended a 6 gig shared data package, which will cover all 15, correct?
Right, 2 different plans.
And in your professional opinion, is that enough for what we'll be using?
If it's just meant for the board meetings, it would be actually more than enough, yes, absolutely.
Just to be clear, because I know I asked this to you, Dan, too. When you're talking 6 gig shared, each plan has 6 gigs. So, say, Trustee Wisinski here uses 2 gigs, and I use 8 gigs. Between that, we're still within our limits, correct? Because
it's 6 gigs total between all
little bit about the tax
rate.
I don't think that's sufficient. Because if we're talking about going into the field and other tests, everybody else is going to the field and they need to pull up things, I do not think that's going to be sufficient. Think about how many gigs you have on your data line. So, phones, I mean, I use mine a lot and I've upgraded my plan just from pulling up things from doing quick research here and there. And if we're talking about, you know, our heads using in the field on a regular basis, they're not going to be direct connected to Wi-Fi all the time. Verizon, I know, has a lot of Wi-Fi hotspots.
What I could suggest, if you want, is you can start with an unlimited data plan. It's $37.99 per device. You can go a month or two and see how much data you have, and then we can modify the plan
without being locked into.
Yeah, you can change the plan at any time. There's no contract.
That's a bit more though, regardless.
But you can change the plan so you customize it for each
unit. So we could look at more so for trustees up here doing that 6 gig, or even let us know how much we're actually using. If we're planning on how many PXN and actually using it in the field, if I saw just for here, because when we're here, well, so we can direct connect to the Wi-Fi. So we'd be free. So we could technically go to lower limits for that, just more so far research in the field. But I would definitely recommend that the department heads there and there as well have a stronger amount because of the amount of time spent in the field and working and pulling things up.
So the plan that you offered right now is $193. Unlimited form would be approximately $450. Be a difference of $250.
This is just
does it have a saddle? It's an optional accessory that you can get. You can use your finger too, but there, we do have a saddle. It's like a stylus. It's a stylus or stylus slash pen. You can also get a third party.
This LG is it's not specific where you have to have a certain
No,
you can get a one from Walgreens at 5 bucks.
Absolutely.
I'm sure at the checkout line every time I go past it. Well, if you're in the CVS, I'm not sure which one.
I'm going to make a recommendation that we go to the unlimited plan, monitor it for a couple of months, see how Verizon can adjust it.
So we're at the 6 gig level, or are we talking at?
Unlimited.
Are we talking all department heads unlimited and the rest of the staff? So
we can start it off unlimited for $250 difference, start it off that way. We'll monitor it and come back in 2 months to see what kind of data we're using, make an adjustment then, instead of guessing at it now.
The benefit then going with the unlimited for now, we have a promotion where we'll be doing $75 bill credit for every, all 13 lines signed up for going with the unlimited data plan. So keep it for 2 months, you get $75 per line, see how much data you use, and then you can lower it down for it and modify. So that'll help with your cost of your
associates. Yeah, it's like you're 2 months free.
Right. It's a better deal.
Yeah.
Okay. I like
it.
Does everybody like the tablet? You don't count.
My computer, our software for downloading the packets online currently is literally a PDF without any tabs. You can't skip to any pages. You literally have to scroll through every single page. When will we be able to have an updated software or Adobe or PDF version so that we can actually have tabs in there? That's coming to you guys over there because I know you two probably.
Very different.
And offer
because we have Joanne. We'll and then for our Adobe, we can. And so what it would take is you would have to have the license to use Adobe in this manner to be able to create that for them. So that would be what you thought, what you thought is that.
And we could do that up right now on our website, correct?
Well, it would be, yeah, you'd have, an Adobe license would have to be purchased to be able to do that.
Can I bring a little lawyer?
I don't have any data on this call. No, I only connect via Wi-Fi, which is why I love the improvement of Wi-Fi here. But yeah, I was just sharing with the mayor the bookmark feature that she's talking about is available with the updated license for Adobe and just what it looks like because we have a license that enables us to do that.
Do you know what that license costs? Can we,
so that's something that we can add, that we can just update our web page, current web page with, I believe, right?
Yeah. Because then
it would. Just pulled it up and just showed me that they at least have page previews on the software within that operating system. So you can get a better scrolling ability within that than traditionally anybody else pulling things up.
Yeah, the one she has, then you got to be small and it goes across.
Right, but it's small.
Real quick, yeah.
But it's real, still real small. You got to kind of get it which one it is and go to each one.
It'd be nice if we could tab, so it made it be tabbed all the bullet points, all our junk.
Right, so that would help.
We can get that.
Okay.
So right now, can I get a motion for? Yes.
The keyboard versus not keyboard. If you want to Google something, how do you do that?
The keyboard comes up on the unit, just like your phone.
The microphone.
Just like your phone.
Or a microphone, you can talk to it. So can I get a motion for item 14.1 to purchase the LG tablets?
Okay.
Motion made by Trustee Trifnow, seconded by Trustee Fry. Any further discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Sonicelli.
Aye.
Trustee Trifon.
Aye.
Trustee Wazinski.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
I'd like to thank our Verizon representative people for coming out and giving that little display of what we're going to be using. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Item 14.2, Downtown Beautification Project. This is just an update. As you know, we moved forward on appointing Jeanette Kohlmeyer to head the Downtown Beautification Project. And Jeanette, if you would like to give an update.
Our first committee project was the Clock Tower Veterans Memorial and the Village Hall. The project cost us $768.67. We purchased 6 pre-planted urns, plastic flowers, along with 2 yards of mulch, 5 hanging baskets for the Village Hall, and 2 coastal containers. The next project that we would like to do is spread mulch here at Village Hall. And I've got a phone call into the courthouse to try and get some free help with community service, juveniles. So that will pull through. I've got pictures that I have taken and a copy of this.
Thank you, Jeanette.
I got a question.
Yes. Go ahead.
We have 2 hanging books at the Public Works Department. We normally have hanging plants. It's possible to do 2 hanging plants for the Public Works Department.
I would be happy to do more flowers, but I need to see that they're getting water.
We're watering every Monday, Wednesday.
This is water. I know. I did the finger test, but it's the memorial and the metro lot.
I've seen them on 2 occasions, on Monday and Wednesday. Ron, are we doing it every Monday, Wednesday, Friday?
Monday, Wednesday, Friday, correct.
They're full of them. They have to go to every day because they're full of them. They fell over. They blew over because they're so, they're light with, there's no water in them.
I just watched the two hanging plants last Thursday and Friday, and by last night I was, I had water going on Friday and in Saturday, and by last night they looked like they were dying.
So I water every day. I got earned that home, and plus I water in around 2 hours to wash everything every night.
Can we do that at those two locations, Rob?
Yes.
Thank you.
And I'll get some more earned for the public work plan?
Yes. Thank you for finding the labor, because that was hard on the mayor. I have to say the clock tower and the memorial, so glad that we're taking care of that. It looks fantastic. While we were spreading mulch and planting flowers, seriously, there was like 6-7 cars. Not people that we knew that was ravaging us. Just people driving by saying, wow, it looks great, thank you. That's just why we were planting it. So it is noticed. I think it looks great. Right direction. Thank you, Danette. Item 14.3 is the announcement. Unfortunately, Mr. Clements is not here this evening. The next board meeting, which will be June 16th, is Trustee Clemens' last board meeting. Him and his family is relocating, and although Greg's not here, I'm still going to read a little something that I wrote for Greg and the duty that he's performed here. It just says, Trustee Clemens, it pains and concerns me to announce that Mr. Greg Clemens has tendered his resignation as village trustee. Our next meeting, June 16th, will be Greg's last. You're leaving large boots to fill. Your dedication and thoughtfulness will be missed. Your professional career in the private sector has provided great insight to the business workings of the public arena. Your conservative approach and your fiscal responsibility and guidance will be missed. Your dedication to the budget, the CIP, and the finance department must be recognized. And your efforts to have Round Lake recognize and take part in the National Prayer Day has been a success, and you will always be remembered for that. Selfless endeavors are what make great public servants, and you, sir, are a great one. I'll pray for you and your family's future, that you all will be well. May God be with you. Thank you for your time, Mr. Clements. We have a plaque that we were going to present to him this evening, which we will present to him next week, along with a proclamation. If anybody wants to see this, I'll pass it around. Thank you, Chief, for getting this done. Greg's been a definite asset, and will be missed. So we'll catch up with him. And last but not least, item 14.4, the mayor's comments. Just wanted to make a comment on our parade, the Memorial Day parade. Got the float built and got shined on us. It stayed dry, and we had a really, really nice parade. It was an abbreviated route because of all the construction going on. There was talk about just eliminating the parade and having the ceremony at each one of the memorials. Mike Gillette came up with an alternate parade route that took 134 out, since most of the detour traffic is headed that way. Our fire department had a concern for emergency vehicles, because that's the only major corridor that they have with all the construction going on. So we had an abbreviated route that started at the Metro North parking lot behind a tire, came down Cedar Lake Road to the Beaches Memorial, and it was a quaint, short, and really nice, and in my opinion, somehow it felt even a little better parade. It felt a little homier. We had really good participation. There was more people that participated in it this year, and it was a huge success. Thank you for everybody who helped in that. And that's all that I have. Thank you. We haven't heard anything yet now, which I guess is normal. Last minute, who's paying for the insurance? We'll hear it soon. Item 14.5, trustees' comments.
Thank you, everyone who came out. That's just a Memorial Day parade. Memorial Day parade? Is that what it is? Okay, we'll hold off on that one.
The chair that happened in the whole meeting again.
I did not.
Yep, you did.
Oh. I'll keep you on committee in the hall. I'm going to give you a double time.
Well, I enjoyed the parade the time. And I did actually enjoy the new ride. I kind of like the fact of not getting going, then getting off, then getting back on. I really thought that actually really kept it a parade, a full through. So, started off with one memorial, finished with another one.
All right, well, we're going to do it now. And Ron, I'm just going to tell you thank you for the Public Works Open House. Cool idea, neat idea. It's going to be a good turnout for the first time. All at well.
31 that 6 do not fly. Sorry, we
thought
we
had it fit,
but it flew away.
Thank you for those who helped decorate as well.
Those that came out and contributed to me. Yep. All of our comments.
Any trustees, other trustees comments?
I can tell you my colleagues are not being able to be at the Memorial Day parade. We did celebrate another group of people doing a memorial, a gentleman who had passed away, so it was really important that I be here. Thank you for letting me do that. This year instead. I would like to ask to going back to the agenda. When we have an item on the agenda, if we could just include the amounts of dollars in particular, just for transparency's sake, so that anyone going through our agendas or going through the minutes knows full out straight on what we did, what we cost us. And I think it will just lead to a lot less difficulties for anybody, you know, thinking we're not being transparent. Congratulations on the first annual Public Works Day. That was a really great thing to do. I heard awesome things about it, so congratulations to all of you girls to the women today. And then finally,
all we did was help. That's all we did was help. That was all Public Works.
And then just, again, sincere thanks to Trustee Greg Clements. I certainly learned and grown a lot because of his input and his mentoring. He's surely going to be missed, and I'll let him know next week when he's here how much that's going to be.
Trustee Ubi? Thank you.
Out of line.
Uh-huh. He's kicked the line today.
One other thing that I just want to bring up regarding executive sessions, I want everybody to know that we have started the negotiations with the police union on collective bargaining. The first negotiation happened, what day?
May
20th. This was kind of a preliminary, and there's not a lot to report. We were originally going to go to an executive session, but there's not a lot to report, and there will be an executive session called on the meeting at our June 16th regular meeting. And with that, may I get a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Trippon, seconded by Trustee Simon. No.
Yes,
Simon. Was it?
Right.
Simon Felling? Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's adjourned. 7:32. Thank you, Jeanette.